It's music by Rika Sani on Namibia's Heart and Soul, talking about that love and romance. We just had a conversation with Elizabeth Masamba, as well as Erasmus Nekundi from the MTC, to talk about the Tech Hub conference that will be taking place, she said, on the 28th, yes, in August. That's right. But notwithstanding that, told you today is a day where we just plug you on everything that you need to know about. And today we're going to plug you about the presidential portraits, all right? And here to just to, you know, contextualize a couple of things for us is Abudi Michael Madimba. He is the commercial services associate. Good day, my good sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, NSK. It's a
pleasure to be
there
here.
There we go. Sorry about that. Yeah, I got you.
Awesome. I'll just run that again. Yes. Good morning, NSK. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Fantastic, Puta. Madimba, right? That's right. I got that right. Okay, that's fantastic. Right. All right. Which side of the country is that, by the way? Just educate me real quick. Your roots, your surname, your roots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I'd like to call myself as a Southern African boy.
Okay.
So I've got Congolese roots.
Yeah.
I've got Zambian roots.
Yeah.
I've got Zimbabwean roots.
Yeah.
So
you remind me of Shares. Shares is one half of Fresh Air on the afternoons. Okay. She's also a cocktail. So welcome, Puta.
Thank you so much.
NAMPA, the Namibia Press Agency, has been the designate of by the Ministry of Information, Communications and Technology to be the official producer and seller of the official presidential portrait for His Excellency. Walk us through this. Perhaps maybe let's just start off with why the press agency.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, NSK, for the question, for the opportunity, for the platform as well.
Yeah.
So, just to take it back, traditionally, we've had other entities actually run with this project of presidential portraits, specifically the ministry, our parent ministry, Ministry of Information and Communication Technology. Mm-hmm. But this time now, with the relationship that we have with the ministry, we sort of like pitched ourselves for this project. So negotiations have been happening behind the scenes.
Of course, yeah.
Up until, you know, we're given the green light to go ahead with this project. Mm. So much work behind the scenes has been going that culminated in us actually getting the project.
Well, talk to us about how this process works right now. Just educate us, especially even for us as normal citizens. Because, you know, we always walk into these offices, then we see the portrait, but we never know the process behind it. How does it work? You know, do the organizations now, you know, contact you guys to get these portraits? Is there a cost thereof? Let's keep it there for now.
Okay. Mm. So let me start with the cost of the portraits.
Yeah.
So we do have two sort of like portraits, if I may,
okay,
that we're selling. The first one is the official portrait. That's the framed one.
Mm.
Yeah, so that portrait is going for 1,800 Namibian dollars. That's VAT inclusive. Then we do have the other side of things where we're just selling the photo.
Ah, okay.
Yes, because you'd find entities, institutions that already have frames, perhaps old frames that they would want to still utilize.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we'll be able to sell the picture itself, the picture of His Excellency.
Okay.
So that picture is going for $500, 500 Namibian dollars, VAT inclusive as well.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's two. The frame portrait is going for 1,800. The unframed portrait is going for 500 Namibian dollars.
Okay.
So in terms of procuring the portraits.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the starting point definitely would be to get in contact with us.
Yeah.
We do have our focal persons on the ground dealing with us. There's a big team behind the scenes.
Fantastic.
But we do have two focal persons on the ground.
Mm.
A colleague of mine, Sylvia Ngua, you can get in contact with her. You can just call the Namibia Press Agency landline.
Mm.
That's 061-374-000. Yes, there's also an email.
And you've got, you said you've got a second colleague as well. Oh, you thought we're still staying with Sylvia now.
We're still staying with Sylvia as well. Yeah. So we do have a landline. The one that I just gave just now.
Hmm.
There's also an email as well. So your email will be sales@nampa.org as well. Yeah. So basically that's how one can actually get in touch with us.
Okay.
If they would want to place orders. So what we're doing right now is sort of like doing a weekly distribution.
Hmm.
The process works in such that once you place an order, you tell us you want 4 or 5 portraits.
Yeah.
Then we'd actually quote you. So once we quote you, we send that quote to you. What you need to do for us now then is to sign on the quote confirming approval to say I would indeed want to procure 5 portraits.
Yeah.
Once we have that, we, of course, for records keeping, because the system is integrated, it's a digital system as well for records keeping, you know, you can imagine how much work goes into that. So you want to make 100%. Sure that the stock on hand
matches the orders and so on.
Matches the orders
and
the amounts and the money's paid and what's outstanding, etc.
Yeah.
So it's a whole big process. But in terms of placing an order, you can contact us via email, via telephonic numbers. I'll also still share towards the end of the interview as well.
Yeah. You mentioned coaching. What do we need coaching on? Educate me there real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It perhaps didn't come out right. Coaching as well.
Okay, all right. Fantastic.
Yes.
Who can procure these portraits? You know, can I, you know, walk into the NAMPA office as an individual person, or is it strictly for businesses or organizations? Talk to us about that.
Thanks, NSK. That's an awesome question. So anyone can actually procure this portrait, but mostly we're finding with the uptake that we're currently getting right now, we can see that most of the clients are actually institutions, you know, schools, private corporates, government institutions, departments, etc. But at the end of the day, we're catering to everyone.
Okay.
You find people who've got private businesses as well.
Mm.
I've got my cooker shop, and I just want to sort of like formalize 100%, it. You know?
And we accept, we're patriots here, so why not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's actually open to all, eh?
That's, all right.
There's no restriction.
Okay. Anything else? Is there anything else that we need to know? Michael, is there anything that you'd like to add? Perhaps your final words as well, my good sir.
Yeah, thank you, NSK. So what can I add? So basically, there's also protocols associated with the portraits, eh?
I would think so, yes.
Yes. So in terms of protocol, maybe I can just run
of
you
course, please
through
do.
That. Yeah. So how it will happen, or how it's happening, is that the portrait of His Excellency will now... you know, sort of like fall away. Yeah, will now be replaced.
Isn't our late most now?
Our late
okay,
president,
yes, okay.
Dr. Hage Geingob, will be replaced now by the current president, Dr.
Right.
Nangolo Mbumba.
So we will have our founding father, and
we will still have our founding father there, and the portrait of His Current Excellency will be pasted on the walls.
Yeah.
So in terms of protocol, that's how it will work. And we've also created sort of like a promo video, sort of like depicting how it should be done.
Okay.
So we'll also proliferate that small promo video as well with you guys. We've since shared with
of
a
course.
Few corporates as well, so they can have an understanding of the science and the art behind the presidential portraits and what actually ought to be done in terms of protocols and so forth. So we will share that as well.
In terms of protocol, am I legally to allowed to have all four of perhaps I've got such great office space and I want all four of them?
Yes.
Is that legally allowed, even for that matter?
Great question. In terms of the legality of it, I think I would be, if I have to answer that safely, I would say we should stick to the current
current protocol.
Protocol is of the current president and the founding father.
Okay, all right. Okay,
just to be on the safe side.
100%.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I would want to believe the folks would want to keep all the portraits for posterity's sake, for history's sake, and so forth, that you can actually do. But in terms of the aesthetics, you know, when I enter into Fish FM Studios, I ought to see the founding father's portrait and the current president.
Anything else that we need to add, Buddha?
Not at this moment.
Yeah,
thank you
so
much for the opportunity.
Appreciate it, man.
Again, please feel free to get in contact with Namibia Press Agency. We do have two focal persons on the ground who will be willing to assist you.
Yeah.
For those out of within the vicinity of Windhoek, we can do drop-offs every week, say Wednesdays.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Some clients are opting to come and actually fish them on their own.
Mm.
So we're flexible with that. For clients outside the confines of Windhoek Commerce Region,
we do
have focal persons as well.
In the different regions,
especially the Ministry of Information Communication Technology, from where they can actually collect the portraits from there. But we in Windhoek serve as the nerve center now in terms of the logistics, you know, the placing the orders and so forth. So basically that's it. We will be on a sort of like a countrywide sensitization campaign.
Fantastic.
Media campaign as well. So this won't be the first and last that you've seen me at Fresh FM.
Please.
Just to educate the public on that the portraits are out. They're going for so much.
Okay.
And the protocols thereof.
That's it. Yes. Well, Michael, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate your time, sir. And we wish you guys all the best going forward, especially with the sensitization tour. Why did that run away from you? My Damara tongue came out. My Damara tongue came out there. Yeah. But yes, we wish you all the best. And you know, the ordinary people may not know this piece of information, but NAMPA is exceptionally important for guys like us.
Thank you so much.
To the work that you guys do.
Thank you so much.
All right, it's 8:45 for Namibia's Heart and Soul. Stick around, don't go anywhere. When we get back, we huddle up as gents with my gents. K Goodness is in the building. So